staying here till I have my $1,000!
Screw you! You owe me!
Oh, here, take one,
and go!
Come on.
Hey, honey.
Dad, there's some freaky dude at the door screaming about money. I think he might be one of your patients. I don't know, should I call the cops?
No, just keep the door closed.
Is it locked?
Yeah.
Okay, we're on our way home right now. Violet, just keep the door locked.
I know you're in there.
Is that your daughter?
Here. First the cops were outside, and some freaks started banging a door screaming about money.
Hey. She let that dust kind of go down on Halloween. How about just asshole kids? It's fine now. I'm here. I painted it black. I know how you don't like normal things.
You're the first boy to ever give me a flower. Thank you. I love it.
You ready to go on our date?
Yeah. Ben!
She's not here.
Call her cell phone.
Violet, where are you?
Just hanging with Ben.
We told you not to leave.
I'm sorry. I should have called you earlier. Is this the part where you make me come home?
Are you safe?
I swear.
Are you having fun?
Yeah.
What happened with the guy who was banging on the door?
It was just some kids. We were playing a prank. They went away.
I want you home in an hour.
Okay. All right. Bye.
Who was that?
My mom.
Oh. I spoke to Violet. She was out with friends.
What are you doing with a knife?
I'm sick of those kids wrecking our house. They destroyed the pumpkins on the front porch.
So your plan is to kill them?
I will clean up the mess out front.
Okay. Clearly we've both had a long day. I'm going to go take a bath. And tomorrow I'd like to talk about you moving out.
I'm not leaving this house. And I'm not giving up on this family. You hear me? I'm not giving up on this family.
Thank you.
my money.
Hey! Where is she?
Who?
Hayden, I know she's out here.
Get your hands off of me! Help!
Where is she?
She's under the gazebo!
There's nothing under this gazebo, and you know this was all stage one.
What are you talking about?
She was at my door 10 minutes ago.
What? Was she pissed?
I'm pissed!
Gosh.
All this? For $1,000?
I don't think so.
What are you two doing? I won't be the victim of your sick extortion.
You're in it together!
Wow!
You really don't get it, do you? Your narrow clinical worldview doesn't let you. What are you are so screwed?
Yeah. You know the thing about the dead is? They got nothing left to lose.
Enough of this bullshit!
I want some goddamn answers!
Baby, you don't even know what the goddamn question is.
Where is she?
Oh, beats me. She could be anywhere.
On her way here.
Watch your back as well as your front. Because you thought she was dangerous before.
Let me tell you who's dangerous. That would be me. You really want to keep going with that story, Larry? Because I'm right at the edge. And if I go over, I'm taking you with me.
George, I'll do it now.
Oh,
I'm begging you. Please, kill me, Ben. Kill me.
That way I can come back and haunt you, too.
You see that crazy bitch? You tell her we're done. I'm not playing your games. You come back on this property, and I will kill you. You hear me? I will kill you.
Promises, promises.
Hi.
Hi. Sorry to bother you, but your alarm was triggered. Is everything okay here?
Yeah. You know, our daughter went out a little while ago. I bet she set it off.
Oh, okay. Okay, who did this to your pumpkin patch?
I don't know. It looks like asshole kids to me.
Yeah, well, you catch them doing any more mischief, send them my way.
Will do. And thank you so much for responding so quickly. I must say, since we hired you, I feel...
Safer?
Yeah.
Good. Okay. Have a good night.
Thank you.
Your dad gave me. They do that, you know.
Yeah, I'm gonna go.
No, bye. I'm not ready to go. Not yet. Come here. When the world closed in and got so small I couldn't breathe. And I look out at the ocean and I think, yo, douchebag. High school counts for jack shit. Kurt Cobain. Quentin Tarantino, Brando, De Niro, Pacino, all
high school dropouts. I hated high school. So I come here and I look out at this vast, limitless expanse. And it's like, that's your life, man. You can do anything. You can be anything. Screw high school, that's just a blip in your timeline. Don't get stuck there.
Breakfast club?
You know, there's a whole lot of beach, guys.
Good job, Tate. You finally came out of hiding. We've been waiting for years for you to show your face, but you like Mommy's little safe house, don't you?
I don't know.
You know, I'm actually surprised you have the balls to show your face around here.
Yeah. Maybe you should have worn a mask.
I'm not really into Halloween.
But this is different, right? You have a date. How cute is that?
You go along.
We don't want her. We want you.
How about we drown him?
No, we should shoot him right between the eyes.
Ha ha. Halloween. Somebody please waste this bitch.
Yeah. Why does he get a girlfriend? I don't have a girlfriend. Do you have a girlfriend?
Kyle, you?
Nope. I haven't had sex in a long time.
Come on, let's go. This beach sucks. So much to pick up the trash.
Time for us to have a conversation.
Has he told you about Boston?
Here's the thing, Hayden. I know that you might find this hard to believe, but I was your age once too, and not really that long ago. And I wasn't such a saint either. I fell in love with a married man, and I lived and breathed the fantasy that we were going to be together forever, soulmates and lovers, and everyone was going to be happy, and everybody lived forever. And that didn't happen, Hayden. Because it never happens that way. It never does. Because what he's looking for has nothing to do with you. It's got nothing to do with anybody. There's something missing in him.
He found something in me he'll never find in you again. He said my face was soft like a baby. And between my thighs, I tasted like raspberries and cream.
You know what I really regret when I walked in on you screwing my husband? Was that I didn't just rip your smug little face off.
Way too late. Mrs. Harmon. Ask him about Boston.
I'll look around. I can talk to her.
If you talk to her, I'm going to call the police and have her arrested and thrown in jail.
You overreact.
I am not overreacting.
Aiden is just a confused little girl. She's not going to hurt you, Vivian.
Stop protecting her.
I'm not protecting her. I'm protecting you. You seriously want 10 cop cars out in front of murder house on Halloween night? You think that's going to help us sell this place? Just wait here. Aiden!
Thank you.
Aiden? You down here? Hayden?
I love it when you say my name. Say it again.
Hayden. You have to leave.
Such a mean thing to do. Close the door in my face? How could you do that to the mother of your child, Ben? Come on. You remember, don't you?
Hayden, I know what this is. You can't extort me. You and that psychopath.
Excuse me. I miss you now. I miss the way it tastes. I'm aching for you. My tongue is swollen. My lips are raw. I'm rotting from the inside out. What's happening to me? All right. A gazebo, Ben? Not even a decent headstone? A gazebo? You thought I was gone, so you just thought you could throw me away? Like I didn't matter? Like I never even existed? Is that what you think of women, Ben? That they're just some disposable nothing that you can sit on top of as you casually drink iced tea?
Stop screwing with me! What is this? What do you want?
I want your wife to know the truth about you.
Help me. You're sick, Hayden. You need help. Professional help.
A therapist, Ben? Is that what I need?
I really owe you an apology. I'm so sorry about what I did to you. It was nothing personal.
I'll deal with you later. Right now, I need to take care of Vivian.
Oh, please, let me help. I haven't used this in ages.
What are you doing?
I'm redecorating. I'm sorry, Vivian. I really am. But you ruined my Halloween, and now you have to pay.
Stop it!
All I wanted was one night with my guy. Some Halloween fun. Some crafting. In a house that I love and have lived for. And you ruined it. And he left. And now he's out of the bars. He's probably on his fourth unprotected blowjob.
You are a psychopath. I am calling my security company.
You don't get it, do you? No one can protect you now.
Get out of my house! Get out!
Seriously gonna act like nothing happened at the beach? They totally knew you, Tate.
But I don't know them.
And why do they hate you?
They're just high school assholes. I mean,
The world's full of them. It's these popular kids who get off on being mean and cruel. I thought you understood that.
Tate, I can tell you're totally freaked out. It's them. They followed us here? This is bullshit.
Hayden, where are you?
I wanted to apologize.
Oh, you wanted to apologize? Really?
I just thought it would be a shame to let all those lovely bubbles go to waste. I'm sure your maid can deal with the rain.
Where are you?
Come over here, girl.
I would be happy to. Just tell me where you are.
I wasn't talking to you. I love what you've done with this kitchen.
Oh, great. He sends his little girlfriend
out. With a pair of scissors. You gonna make us some paper dolls?
This is private property. I have every right to call the cops.
Go ahead, call them. You'll probably need them.
Screw that. She deserves whatever happens to her.
Yeah, she's like those lonely fat chicks that marry guys on death row. You're deeply, deeply disturbed.
You guys need to take your disgusting, made-up faces and go home. Now.
Home? Where is that? I'm an only child. After what happened, my parents split up, sold the house, moved away, no forwarding address, so I don't have a home.
Parents suck, but I can't fix it for you.
Can you fix this? Can you give me back my scholarship to Georgia Tech? I'm supposed to be starting quarterback freshman year.
She doesn't care.
She's in love, and she'll do anything for him, including giving him her virginity. Tonight was the night, wasn't it? None of your business.
You stupid slut. She's worse than he is. She thinks it's okay what he did to us.
What did he do to you?
She doesn't know.
About what? It's okay.
How have you not heard about Westfield High?
I just moved here.
Pick up a yearbook, bitch.
Or read a newspaper.
We're kind of famous.
So you're popular, and you're pissed off I don't know who you are.
Let's put her down, out of her misery.
Leave her alone!
Finally, the prodigal son returns. Come on down, man, we've got some questions.
Go inside, I can handle this.
I seriously doubt that.
Go inside!
No, they want to hurt you.
Carver the bitch, Tate.
You want to talk to me? Let's see how fast you can run.
My boyfriend's in trouble. There's a bunch of kids chasing him. I think they're gonna kill him.
Come with me to my house now.
Leave me alone, Chris, bitch!
Eddie is dead because of you.
Truth to be known, finally, and for once.
I'm not interested in anything you have to say.
How well do you know your husband?
Too well. Get out.
What do you think he's capable of? Adultery, clearly. What about murder?
If you're trying to shock me, show me how enlightened you are about my perfect life. You're a little late.
leave.
Not until you know. Not until you understand. Really understand who it is you're married to. That's all I want, Vivian. For you to know the truth. That's why we have to talk about Boston. About the pregnancy. About everything.
I told you I'm pregnant?
What? You're pregnant? That's why. That's why. It's your choice, he said.
Yours.
Oh, but there is never any other choice. He didn't want me to keep my baby. Because he'd already had yours.
What do you think you're doing to my house?
You're a disgrace. Is that all the fight you have left in you? How can you allow that ghoul to take the only thing that gives your pathetic life any meaning at all? Hold still. I will not permit another failure in this house.
Hayden, I don't know what he did to you or what you think.
That's the trouble! You don't know! I'm not some silly schoolgirl. I'm a woman, and I matter.
You're hurt.
Yes! I'm hurt! He hurt me. And he'll hurt you. And that baby. That's why it's better for you and for it if we just end this now. I'm going to cut it out.
No.
Ask him about Boston! Ask him!
Tell me about Boston!
Tell her!
I lied to you, Vivian. I didn't go to Boston to be with a patient. I went there to be with Hayden. She needed me.
She needed you because she was pregnant again? But that's not true, is it? Because you hadn't seen her in over a year, isn't that right?
I went back. Months later, I went back. I lied about that, too. There, she knows everything, Hayden. Now put it down. Please.
Miss Harmon?
Yes?
You activated the panic button?
Yes.
She's an intruder?
Yes. She wanted to be a pretty girl. Of course, she didn't look so pretty. Lying on that table, under those harsh energy efficient lights. May I? Please. One of the many comforts of having children is knowing one's youth has not fled, but merely been passed down to a new generation.
They say when a parent dies, a child feels his own mortality. But when a child dies, it's immortality that a parent loses.
I'm so sorry.
Well, you did encourage her. That's true. But you were just trying to be kind, weren't you? I was the one who sent her out into the world tonight. And it did what it will do.
Oh, yeah. Drink
your tea, honey.
Can I have one of those?
Oh. A cigarette? Huh. Certainly. Just don't let your mama know that I'm encouraging your vices. Huh. You know, Adelaide was a willful child. I suppose if she inherited anything from me, it was that.
In truth, I think my little monster was more like me than any of my other children. I didn't know you had other children.
Tate is my son.
What?
He cannot know about this, Violet. He cannot know that his sister has passed.
Not now. He doesn't react well to certain things. So you have to promise me.
I don't understand.
Well, he's a sensitive boy. You've seen that. He's a young man with two deep feelings, the soul of a poet,
but none of the grit or steel that acts as a bulwark against these horrors of this world. The steel that has protected me, that Adelaide possessed,
and that you have too. I think that's why he's taken so with you. He craves your strength.
Look. Maybe he misses his sister. But we must protect him. Violet.
Oh. He's the right track.
We know.
Is somebody going to explain this to me?
Do you believe in God?
Is that what this is about? You guys are with Campus Crusade.
You asked me if I believed in God and you put a gun to my head. I said yes. It wasn't even true when I said yes. And then
what is this? Is this part of the Halloween act? Because, I mean, the makeup, it's chilling. But the performance...
No more bullshit, Tate! You owe us an explanation!
Why are you doing this to me?
What are you... Why did you target the jocks? I never did anything to you!
It wasn't just the jocks, man. I mean, look at me. Look at a mirror.
Did you ever once go to a football game?
This guy was on a roll.
He could have been valedictorian.
Asshole!
Now, I'm not going to change the world, okay? But he could have. He could have been something, and you ruined all that potential.
We want to know why. You owe us that. Way more than that.
Yeah, you got the wrong guy, okay?
No, don't you dare. We have been looking for you for years.
He's screwing with us.
Maybe he's in denial.
Maybe he's psychotic.
Get out! Get out of my head!
We are in your head. We are right here.
Oh, Chloe, the sun's coming up.
Just say it. Just
to say what you did. I should be 34 years old and married and baby.
I don't know you. I'm sorry. I don't know you.
Come on, we gotta go.
How was your night?
My mother's dead.
I'm sorry.
I couldn't go with her.
No. I am not speaking to you.
I'm sorry, baby. I can't help myself.
I feel like I'm doomed for all of eternity. Be trapped in an unhappy adulterous relationship working on this goddamn house, which will never be just the way I want it.
You are.
So what is it with you girls? Young, everything to live for, but you throw it all away on some guy you can't even have.
I did have him. We were in love. He was just too guilty to leave her.
A lovely woman like Mrs. Harmon. Pretending that you moved the dog. It's just evil. Just plain evil. You don't do things like that out of love. What'd you put in there anyway?
Tomatoes. It was a joke. Stupid Halloween prank.
See?
Well, you don't see anything. He was the love of my life. What's gonna happen now?
You're going to jail.